Cyclone Insider, all brought to you by Legends. Yes, in Marshalltown, we are John Walterless here this morning, so we are going to try to do our best. Now, I don't do a good John Walters impersonation, do you?
No, I don't think so.
No, but I know we're going to start with a recap of the bowl game. Did you watch any of the bowl game, by the way?
I watched part of it. Okay. There were so many games going on, I was constantly flipping from game to game.
I think there was like six games on that day. last Friday, 36-26, Iowa State lost to Memphis. I was really surprised. Memphis was a team that I think had won 11 games, and then obviously the bowl game was a home game because it was at their home stadium, so they had a little bit of an advantage. I don't know if it made a huge advantage as far as the crowd goes. Mm-hmm. I saw there was quite a few Iowa State fans, plus there was some Iowa fans there trolling some of the Iowa State fans, so wearing Beat State shirts and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, not too shabby, but Iowa State couldn't hang in there, 36-26. My big takeaway was the running game did not get going whatsoever. Abu Sama, 12 carries, 4 yards. Not going to win too many games doing that, Justin.
Well, always an interesting time of year, too, for bowl games because, I mean, some people opt out because they're going pro. Some have already transferred. Yep. You know, it also depends who's healthy, who has momentum going into it. So you never know.
Yeah, and that's why there was the thought that Iowa State was going to do really well because they didn't have a lot of opt-outs. They didn't have a lot of transfers. But anyway, in the end, Memphis got the job done. Now we're on to basketball season.
Yeah.
And there's a big game this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Iowa State got the win on New Year's Eve against New Hampshire, 85-70. Now on to conference play on a Saturday, taking on Oklahoma. We, of course, have that for you right here on Kix 101.1 with pregame coverage starting at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, Iowa State is 11-2. Oklahoma is 12-1. They're ranked number 11. It'll be interesting. Definitely, if Iowa State gets the win, they'll be ranked. They're kind of they're receiving votes, but they're right on the edge. I can't remember. They're like close to 28, 29 or so in the rankings, I want to say. But this should be a good one on the road at 5 o'clock in the evening, Iowa State at Oklahoma. Iowa State, one of the top defensive teams in the nation, and we'll see if they can take that defense on the road. That always travels because the shot may not always go. So anyway, it would be a good game. It was good to see that. I had a chance to go and take my wife to that game against New Hampshire on Sunday for our anniversary.
Cool.
So that was good. It was also good to see that Iowa State got back one of their guys they really relied on a year ago, Hassan Ward. And so he had been out for about a month. And so Hassan Ward is back in the lineup and, you know, fairly healthy heading into Big 12 play, which will be key.
Iowa State and Oklahoma this Saturday, pregame at 4, tip-off at 5 right here on Kix 101.1. Cyclone Insider, we always post it for you under KixCast at KixWeb.com.